Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 30-something, the podcast where we look at life, love, and culture through the perspective of being in our 30s.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
Chris. Thank you. Rosina's looking at my Bumble profile
right
now.
I want to see what the difference
is. She's going to swipe right. Oh, no. Sorry. Left.
Okay, wait. Okay, well, this is a friend one, but... Okay, so yours looks the same, right?
Right.
Wait, can I go into your messages?
Yeah.
I just want to see what it looks like when girls like you. So you can't see who likes you until they message you?
I can't, no.
So you can't see who you match with?
Right.
So the people I match with, I don't have to feel obligated to message them because they don't know that we matched.
Right.
That opens a whole new world.
So why are you matching with them if you don't even like them?
It's because I think I like them for the 2 seconds that I'm swiping.
Oh. Actually, the girl who...
I like that idea. That makes me so much secure in my right.
Yeah, ladies out there, you don't have to message the guy. It's fine. Yeah, the girl who was drunk girl.
Yeah.
I feel bad that's how we know her. The last girl I dated. she was telling me, because I guess she was kind of like not founder.
What? Of what?
Investor.
Of what?
In Bumble. Ooh. That's what she said. That's what she said. She had met the founder of Bumble.
Okay. He's from El Paso?
No, in Austin.
She invested how much? Because I feel like if she was part of Bumble, she wouldn't have to be calling other people to pick her up, her drunk ass up.
I think she just liked me.
Maybe she was trying to Did people do that?
She's like, yeah, for because sure. Why else would she call me if she didn't like the way I drove?
That's true. She did like you, Chris.
Oh. Well.
Now we know this.
And she...
That's true. I wouldn't call somebody I didn't like.
You
what? I wouldn't call somebody I didn't like to come pick me up.
Yeah.
Unless she talks shit to you. Maybe she's just a bully. Like those girls who pick on the boys that they like.
I don't know what her whole deal was with that, but... I didn't like it. I wasn't for it.
True.
And I was like, I hope I never have to meet... And it was like two different people. It was like her sober and her drunk were like night and day. And I was like, I don't like your friend. Your drunk friend, I don't like her.
But you like sober girl?
Nah, she's sober.
Sober girl.
I didn't have a problem with her. We didn't... I don't know. There wasn't like a good...
Connection.
I mean, it was fine. She wasn't fun.
Yeah, the way you stutter, it's like there's nothing going on with that.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I mean, she was nice to talk to. She was easy to talk to, but she just, I don't know, like, I wasn't laughing. I was like, we weren't having a good time.
Really?
It was okay. Not everyone would make
it
me
was
laugh.
Pretty good. True. Not everyone would make, well, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I laugh a lot. So maybe.
I'm loud.
Yeah, I'm loud. I've been doing really good about not doing bad doors and like cut off people's fingers. Yeah, thank you. This guy coming in looks like the guy from that. The guy from the Taylor Swift music video that was in the plane movie. I'm doing charades over here. What was going on? Yeah, movie, two words.
Charades, yeah.
Movie.
Two words. Grades. It's a movie or a music video?
Movie. He looks like the Top Gun guy. The guy with the mustache.
Top Gun guy?
Yeah. Except in a different, like, he could be his brother. The little guy looks like him.
No.
Well, from far away,
you're
he did.
Cut off.
I'm from my water. Okay, go on. Sorry.
So she said that she met the founder of Bumble. Huh. And that the way she pitched it was that Bumble essentially gives women...
She is the creator of Bumble in essence?
No.
Well, the founder is a girl.
The founder is a girl. Oh. Yeah. And that it is... The way it's designed is to give women the chance to say no twice. So first is when you're matching with them, and then you have the option to, like, if you match with them, you could still say, never mind.
It's
and
true.
Not match with them. I don't understand, not message.
You know what, though? With that in mind, I did see a meme. Because, oh, wait, I think we already talked about this. I always forget who I tell things to. Where one guy I matched with kept putting the ball in my court. Which made me realize I do like well, maybe not athletic guys, but guys who have the past of being athletic, so maybe I think they're more athletic than they are still. I don't know. Anyways, he is in that category also, but for NMSCM. And he would kind of keep hitting the ball in my court. Hey, when can we go out? Well, on a Wednesday next week. And I'm like, and it would be like Monday of our week that we're in. And I'd be like, what? First of all, that's way too far.
So you would say Wednesday and he would say next week?
He would say a weekday and then he pushed it out a week. So if we were just beginning a week, like let's say it was Friday. Okay. And he goes, Wednesday, but not this Wednesday, next Wednesday. I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that. First of all, because it's a weekday, and because why are we going to wait? That there's a weekend coming up. Like, what, do you have so many dates lined up? Or stop, don't message me. So whatever. So he messaged me again, because this has been going on for a couple months. And he, again, he's like, well, let me know when we can go out. And he seems like a nice dude, you know? But I think that's just one thing that was just a big turnoff to me, because I was like, well, I can't do weekdays, but I can do weekends. Just let me know. And then I put the ball back in his court. And then he shot me back with, yeah, let me know. And I was like, oh, no, I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, that was kind of
bad. Yeah, and I saw a meme that said something like that. If I wanted to make something about Bumble being, taking that away from them and not having them. She goes, I need somebody who's going to take control and be like, it's like the Angelina Jolie movie that she's in with, what's that guy who was sued by his ex-wife?
Who was sued by his ex-wife?
Yeah. Like recently, it was all over the news. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, Tourist?
Is that the movie? I've never seen it. Yeah. I just saw a clip. Well, it's like that, where she's like, women don't like to be asked questions. But he kept rephrasing it over and over as a question, like, would you like to have dinner with me? She's like, that's still a question. Or, I'm having dinner. Come with me or whatever. And she's like, that's still a question. So finally, he says something like, I'm going to have dinner. I want you to come with me. And she's like, better. And I was like, oh, like, and all of these kind of lined up. And then the meme that I had seen something like, if I didn't want a man to take the lead, I should know I need to get my ass off of Bumble. And I was like, okay. And then that guy did that. And I was like, okay, so I am looking for somebody like an alpha, going back to the alpha.
What is this, women don't like to be asked questions then? Where does that come from?
I don't know, but it's that movie. And I guess it's just like,
but,
about like,
there's gotta be a psychology to it.
I don't know. I just like it. I want somebody to grab my hand and just take me somewhere and be like, let's go. Or like the San Diego guy was like, I want steak. Let's go out. Let's go out to dinner. And it was a date and he knew exactly where we were going. I don't like when people are like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Because I'm never going to know what I want. Yeah. I'll tell you if you pick somewhere I don't want.
No, yeah, I can see that. Not just with you, with everyone.
Yeah. So I like it when they already have a plan, they have everything settled, like, I gotta take care of everything. If you take care of shit like that, I'm fine.
But it's not... So, if you tell them, like, stuff you don't like, also...
Well, that's later on when we're further in the relationship, when I can be like, I don't want tacos.
Yeah. It's frustrating, though. It's so annoying.
Sometimes, though, I know exactly what I want.
Right. Do you ever say it when you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, good. Lamenta, sometimes I'll be like, I want Lamenta.
You're a saint, Regina.
I do my best.
God damn it. Women are not very helpful at
sometimes.
All.
Sometimes.
At all. No, the ones I date are.
So what were you saying before this? Sorry, I went off in a tangent about Bumble. Oh no, she met the founder of Bumble.
She met the founder of Bumble, so she's like super
deny
rich,
people.
I guess. Because she was an investor, and I don't know.
How much did she invest? I don't believe this.
Oh my god, it's so bad. How much? I don't know. She seemed to... So, like, when I met her, she wasn't working. And I don't think she had been working for a while. And now she has some other fancy government job. And but sometimes I think, like, wow, it's pretty good. Like, you know, she was doing good for herself. But then I think, like, she kind of sucked, though. So I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because we...
Ultimately, like...
Yeah, we figured out why she was on Bumble.
Yeah. Ultimately, it's just like, I don't know. That other stuff isn't super important to me, then. You know, being nice and, you know, not a jerk.
True.
But, that other girl that I had, a few weeks ago, on our last episode, or first episode, at the end of the first episode.
Oh, that nobody heard.
What?
That nobody heard. Oh, the first one.
Yeah, that nobody heard. No, sorry. So the one we did here.
Okay.
Outside. at the end of that, when you told me to message this girl, that I was kind of like,
oh my god, that's right.
And so the first weekend, I did. I told her I'm off on Monday and Wednesday.
Wait, refresh my memory. This
so
is the
one. So she went over to my house
didn't.
And made out.
Oh, that one. Okay.
And then
your
she
friend.
Was, yeah, my friend. And then she,
your mom under the bed.
She left, and she said, "Let me know the next time you're off." So I messaged her back. I said,
"No."
Monday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Even though I know she has Saturday and Sunday off, right? So I kind of felt bad about that. I was just kind of being like, "This is, you know, this is the way, not the way it's gonna be, but." I kind of wasn't really... So, I felt bad about it. Because
yeah.
You didn't message me back, right? And so I thought, okay, so what I should have done was say, yeah, I have Monday and Wednesday off, but I get out a little late on Saturday and Sunday. If you want to do something, get a drink, maybe hang out. I'd be willing to do that. Even though, like, I might be tired, but I'll do it, right?
But did you add that?
No. I didn't think about that till later. Till
you
after
can
the
still
weekend.
Add it.
So after the weekend, I thought, when it was Monday and she hadn't texted me back, I was just like, okay, well, because I think she's less likely to be like, yeah, I can hang out with you after work.
Yeah.
But I could, like, I'll be fine. So the next weekend, I scheduled myself to work early on Saturday.
Okay.
So I texted her like, hey, I'll work early on Saturday, I'll be off by 5 if you want to do something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she still never messaged me back.
Huh.
And I was like, all right.
Is she mad at you? Did she hear the podcast?
No, but I was thinking about it, and I might have mentioned this on the last podcast. Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't bring this up. I'm sorry. It's going to sound a little crude, right? But so when we were making out, she's all like, I'm on my period, by the way. And I was like, oh, okay. And so before she was leaving, she was just like, well, text me your next day off. I should be off my period.
Chris, oh my god, she wouldn't have told you that if she didn't.
You think?
Yes, she's pissed. She told you the perfect time frame because the time frame did not meet up, which actually some people wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But because the time frame, and she had that whatever wallet, which is fine, which is great, I guess. Whatever. Hold on, I think I'm giving people the wrong. Let me get my thoughts together. Okay. So you couldn't though, she gave you the window, she gave you the okay, she gave you like, this is what I want to do and this is when we can, and then
it's
you
like a
never mess. No, it's not. But
I did
the thing
message
is,
her though.
But you didn't message her in time, did you?
Yeah, I sent her the message the day we met. That was what, Wednesday?
Oh, you hung out Sunday.
Yeah, we hung out Sunday, I messaged her Wednesday, because I got my schedule on, well, to be fair, I make my schedule.
But does she know that?
I finalized my schedule
screwed.
On Tuesday.
Okay.
So on Wednesday after we talked, because I was kind of iffy about texting her back, if I had no...
Does she listen to the podcast?
I don't know, maybe.
I know, dude.
Because by that point, the first episode was out.
Yeah, it was. It was all of that.
But I messaged her.
Now she knows.
And now she knows all this.
Now she knows that we know.
But even then, because it's been... So the last time I had seen her was about a year ago. It was on her birthday. Her birthday's like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we didn't go out. I don't remember. We didn't make out or anything, so we didn't talk about, you know, anything else. So nothing else came. But
yeah.
Before that, the last time I had seen her was around Christmas. And she came over to my house, gave me a gift, I think. I don't remember what she gave me.
Oh my god, just write her off now.
Anyways.
She's done.
But I think that time also she was with, like, by the way, I'm on my period. So I think she's, like, purposely just going and seeing me on her period.
But why would she make out with you? People don't make out with people they don't like.
Yeah.
People don't even hang out with people they, well, I mean.
Sometimes they just want to practice dates.
But I don't make out with people or kiss people that I don't like.
Well, she's in a different league, I guess. She's just playing a different game.
No, it sounds like she likes you. She's pissed at you for something, and it's probably because she listened to that podcast.
Well, maybe.
Guess you'll never be friends again.
Yes. Oh, we'll see. When her birthday comes around, bye.
What was the thing you were going to tell me?
But at least I'm glad that now I don't have to get her anything for her birthday, right?
Yeah, I think you should.
What?
Get her flowers.
She doesn't like me.
People like flowers. She does like you. She met with you. She gave you a time frame. And if last time you were messing around enough where she, well, I don't know, maybe she wasn't. No, because I think when you go into somebody's house, you know what's going to happen.
Except for that. Because she was just like, I'm on my period. She drew the line.
Or maybe she thought she, well, maybe she's better than some people about that, drawing that line.
Maybe she's what?
Better than some people about drawing that line. Some people will just do it.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, okay, I mean, if that bothers you, then...
that bothers you, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I said that when you said it, but I was doing it in your voice. So people don't think it bothers.
I didn't think that you were gonna...
I have to clear it up for the audience so they don't think.
Yeah. Racine doesn't roll that way, guys. Really.
I'm hygienic. Damn it. Oh my god, I'm like blushing. I only drink water too, and only one glass of water.
There's something in the water. But I never knew that you could get
mess.
She was the one that told me.
Maybe she was by the first gospel.
No, because I told her, I was like, that doesn't bother me, it doesn't gross me out or anything, if that's a concern. And she said, no, that she can get an infection. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Are you looking to me for answers?
What?
Are you looking to me for answers?
Yeah, is that true being an infection?
I don't think so.
What? So she lied to
you. Unless she does. Some people are just more prone to it. That's not saying maybe she lives by the first gospel. Like, what is it, the Old Testament where you can't do anything with them for like 7 days?
I don't think it says about infection.
It doesn't say anything about infection. It just says when they're on their period, you can't.
She didn't pull the Bible out. She just said infection. It's like, oh, okay. Just for you though, not for me, right? Because if that's the case, I'm so okay.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what's going on with her. You did really complicated, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was it. I haven't heard back from her. This weekend I work at night, so
I would just leave it. Whatever.
Yeah.
You can't fuck up what's meant for you. It depends if you want to salvage that friendship.
I'm sure our friendship is fine. I just don't think she'll sleep with you.
Yeah, no. Maybe she will.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No. I think she has, for a long time, been wanting to be more than...
with you.
Whatever, yeah.
So why don't...
I wasn't, like, indifferent to her. I think she's really nice. She's very sweet.
So what's the problem?
She's boring.
Boring?
I think she's like, so boring.
How boring? Like what? Because sometimes I wonder if I'm boring. Am I boring?
I don't think so.
Would you tell me to my face or would you tell me on a podcast? Or would I have to hear it through a podcast?
I don't think so. I don't spend enough time with you.
That's true.
Because you're so boring. And I don't want to. But I remember when she came over and I asked her what she wanted to watch. She put on YouTube videos of a podcast. Which, have you ever seen a video of a podcast before?
They're just talking to mics?
It's just people sitting at a table.
Talking to a
microphone. It's talking into a microphone.
I don't know. Sometimes we're very animated, though. So maybe some of them.
I guess, but it's still not enough. It's
they
still
don't
not
even make an
enough.
Effort to be animated. No. Like, Joe Rogan's boring to
every
watch.
Now and then, when they were talking, because they were talking about, like, I guess, ghost stories. They would put, like, pictures of, like, the places that they were talking about. But that was it. And I was just like, come on, let's watch, like, Beetlejuice or...
Did you hear they're making a new Beetlejuice?
They've been saying that for a while.
Have they?
I'm very...
I know, I'm afraid they're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Beetlejuice for Halloween.
Are you?
Really? I'm stoked.
Oh my god.
Now I just got to find a party.
Okay.
I got to find a party.
Party? Just make a party. You have your own house, right?
Yeah, but I don't want people in my house.
That's true.
I'm very, like, careful with the energy in my house.
Right.
So the people who go into my house... I know them, or I've known them, like, you'll be cool. Like, if you and George, when we did a podcast there, I wouldn't mind. But the people who have been in my house are people that I, like, am comfortable with. So, like, man, I don't let random people in my house.
Like, my brother went every time, so he's looking for a house, and he keeps talking about how he wants to get a house by this point so he can have...
Does he have an agent?
Sorry?
Does he have an agent? Damn it.
Oh, because you're... Yeah. Are you still looking into real estate?
I already have my license for a year. Cool. But then I disqualified myself or whatever. So. I still have my license because I'm not. I don't want to pay $50 a month and then $1,400 every quarter. Yeah.
Shit. You have to pay $1,400.
Yeah, and if you sell houses, you make it back. But the thing is, I have so many things going on right now. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna keep it for myself, and if I want to jump back into it, then I can.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's fine.
So promote yourself right here on this to our listeners. If you're looking for a house. Call Rosina.
Call Rosina.
Find her on Bumble or something.
I can activate it.
Yeah,
find me on Bumble.
she might not message you back.
Introduce me to your brother.
Yeah, exactly.
And then?
And
not your brother, their brother.
Right. And he...
I already know your brother.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You've met him before. He always talks about how he wants to throw a big Halloween party at his house.
How fun!
And I'm always just like, no, like, you have to clean up after people. Yeah, throwing a party is the worst. But he's always like, that's his big draw for getting out, so he can throw a big party. I don't know why, whatever you were saying.
Do you think you'd live with him?
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't want me to.
No?
He has specifically outright said, you're not going to live with me.
Why?
He hates me. George has said the same thing. Apparently I'm a bad roommate.
Really?
I don't know. Huh. I don't think so.
I love this song.
Hey, listeners. Right now, you already know that this is Chris, one of your co-hosts from 30-something. I just wanted to say that if you're lonely like me, then there's a good chance that movies and podcasts are your only friends. In which case, you're in luck, because I have another podcast where I talk about movies and sometimes TV stuff. I don't know, other things, maybe. But I host that occasionally with my friend Selena. Sometimes Oscar will be on there. I've name-dropped him on a few episodes of 30-something. My brother sometimes shows up. But yeah, we usually have a fun time telling jokes, going on tangents, and really displaying how little we actually know about movies. But hey, I don't know a whole lot about dating either, but you seem to be listening to this, so if you like that, check out Movies Mayhem Soap, available wherever you found this lovely podcast. But again, it's Movies Mayhem Soap. It's one word, but with dots. Movies.mayhem.soap. I tried to make it as hard to find as possible, so good luck out there. I'm sure there is something, like, freeing about just being on your own.
You can walk around anywhere. You can walk around doing whatever the hell you want. It's
that
like
something
you can, yeah, you can walk around singing or doing stupid shit and nobody's there to judge you, Chris, in the doorway.
Yes.
Believe me. There's like my friend posted something the other day and it's like some guy doing some dumb shit and then he like stops and he like kind of blushes and he walks away and it's like that moment you're by yourself acting stupid and then you just catch yourself acting stupid. Like I have those every single day. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Stop. This is why you're single, Rosina. This is why you're on Bumble.
It's
probably.
I don't know. We have yet to crack that nutshell.
Yeah.
I think it's just like guys are trash. I think that's why you're single.
I do date a lot of the wrong ones.
But I remember, I don't think this is why George doesn't want to move me, but I remember one time he wasn't home and he used to get home like at 11.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was just walking around in my underwear, and he just randomly got home like at 7. I think he was on his lunch break, and he got home, and I was just like in the kitchen, and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm just
shield your eyes, George.
Eating in my
shield
underwear.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
See, it's nice.
It was nice until he walked in. And I'm like, "What the fuck, man?"
Were they boxers or tidy whities?
Boxer briefs.
That's not too bad.
But it was still.
I was
behind the counter, so he didn't see me below the waist. But I just told him, "Don't come over here, because I'm in my underwear." And he just went to his room, and I just shamefully walked around to my room.
I remember how mad he was that you got the master bedroom. That you guys flipped, and I was like, "Why
did we flip for it?"
Yeah, he flipped for it.
So what he said was. Whoever gets the master bedroom should pay more.
And that's what I thought how it was going to
go. Yeah, and so I said, okay, you take it. And then he said, whoa.
So nobody wanted to pay more.
Yeah, nobody wanted to pay more.
I thought he was mad though that you got the master. Oh, because the flip and nobody had to pay more.
Yeah, because I think he just said, okay, well then, if that's the case, then whoever gets the master bedroom shouldn't pay more. Because he thought he was going to have to pay more, so he was like, never mind.
Oh.
And so he said, okay, well then, we'll pay equal, but we'll flip coins.
We'll flip
that
for
way
the master.
And I,
yeah,
we
thank
flipped
you.
The coin. Thank
uh-huh.
you. And, I won. I think 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5? I just spit again.
Otherwise, yeah, I would. I think I would have eventually just been like, yeah, just let me have that one.
That reminds me of the marble game in, what's that show?
Squid Game.
Yeah, Squid Game. That's what your coin flip reminds me of. Like, I could imagine. I almost said Jorge. Like, dang, I'm not even drinking. Why am I all, like, weird?
I'm transferring
it. I can imagine George. I can imagine George, like, sweating and being like, shit, shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, you got another one.
I think it was tense.
Tense. Coin
was,
flip?
I was hoping for it. Because I used to have a big king-size bed. But when I moved, I was just like, you know what? Send me a smaller bed. So I got a small bed.
In the apartment? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Twin bed. Or, no, I think it's a queen size. It's smaller.
Yeah, you had a bigger bed. Because the times I would go over to record, mm-hmm. I don't think it was a twin bed.
Yeah. So I wanted the bigger bed. And having the bathroom there was pretty sweet.
Yeah, easy.
And, yeah, it just worked out. And I think he kind of hates me for it. But yeah, I got it fair and square.
Poor George. I wish I could send good vibes to him and everything and all his endeavors.
Yay.
Okay, we were...
Hopefully he won't have a bad roommate ever again.
I think he wants a roommate ever again.
Yeah, I think so. I ruined him for other roommates. But, I had said I was going to tell you a story, right?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine was telling me about... So she was she was at her house with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And they were, I guess, in the kitchen? I don't know where they were. It was in the morning, I think. I'm trying to set a scene. I don't think it matters, right? And she started on her phone doing some game. I don't know. What's a cool game? Angry Birds?
Is this pertinent to the story, too?
No. Well, sort of. That she's on her phone, right? So she starts doing some things on her phone.
Right.
She's distracted. Her boyfriend's sitting in the classroom.
Okay.
And then, so she's on her phone doing the game. And he starts getting on his phone because he's like, okay, well, she's distracted, whatever, I'll check my phone.
Yeah.
So she's playing her game, and then she kind of looks over at his phone, and he's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he's looking at a girl with a really nice butt.
Okay.
And he scrolls past her, and then she sees him scroll back up.
Oh, my God.
To the girl with the nice butt.
Yeah.
And zoom in.
Okay.
And she's just kind of watching him. He doesn't know she's watching him. He thinks she's distracted. He's not like ignoring her, blatantly, right?
Right.
And then she's just all like, that's very rude that you're doing this right in front of me. I don't remember exactly what she said.
How long were they dating?
Doing this in my house. A few years.
Yeah.
I want to say at least three years, maybe? And... I forgot, he said something... No, he said that he just went back to read the caption.
But she saw him zoom in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's fine print, you gotta really zoom in to read it. But anyway, so she knew he was lying. And so she got even more mad. And it's just kind of like... She does say that she does, like, look at, you know... adult material. When he's not around them.
Okay.
So she kind of felt guilty about scolding him about it, but she's not doing it when he's there, especially not in front of him.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to know, like, was she in the wrong? Was she justified in getting mad? And it's not like she was, like, telling him a story while he was doing it.
Yeah.
It's not like they were in bed together, whatever.
Yeah, any girl would get mad.
Yeah.
Any girl would get mad.
So is this...
Yeah, she's fine.
She's fine. So she should get it. Well, he lied to her. So that for sure is, that's justified. Getting mad about the lying. But before that, should she have been on that?
I would have gotten mad.
I want to say, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a normal girl, you're going to get mad.
But, there was this one time, and it's only happened once, with this one girl I used to date.
Uh-huh.
Where she was, I went over to her house, and she was just on Facebook the whole time. Mm-hmm. And...
Lame.
Huh?
Lame.
Yeah. And I was there and I was watching TV and I kept looking at her and she's just on her phone and I just finally got up and I said, okay, well, I'll see you later. I'm gonna go.
That's stupid.
And she goes, well, why? Why are you just leaving? You just got here. It was like 30 minutes. And they're like, well, you're on your phone. Like, you don't have it on here. You're just you know, just go and be on Facebook. I'm going to go home and do something else. And then she's just like, no, I'll put away my phone. And she never did it again. And no girl I've ever dated has ever done it again, because I've always had that locked and loaded, right? I'm just like, I'm going to pull this out, this I'm going to leave card.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was just ignoring her. Like, she was already on her game, you know? Which I feel like maybe that is not that great, but whatever.
Well, if you've been dating for that long,
it's
though.
The lesser evil, you know?
Yeah, but if you've been dating that long...
Yeah, that's true. The couple I went on vacation with in D.C., they were both on their phones all the time. But the cool thing is every time they would find something they liked, they'd
show it.
Yeah. So they're just constantly just showing each other things, and I was just left out, and it was great. Third wheeling it, you know.
That was cool. Poor Chris.
I mean, the wife kept mentioning that she was going to find me someone to hook up with. But it never happened.
Maybe you should remind her.
Yeah, I should have been like, hey, so where's that girl? Like, you're going to hook me up. I think we're just going to kind of like see what happened. But even then, I don't think I would have felt comfortable taking
dating
a stranger
friend?
To my hotel room. Like,
oh, there.
Killing me.
Like, she was going to find somebody there? I thought somebody she knew.
Oh, no. But she kept saying that. Like, and I think she was just, I think it was just wishful thinking. But good for you. Good for you. I hope things work out for you and your goals of getting me laid. Why not?
That's
funny. Hopefully she's not on a period. Or and if she is, it is a mother.
Oh my god.
I thought that was cute. Because they're at least sharing things.
Oh yeah.
With each other.
That's what you do when you're friends.
Yeah.
You show people. You show each other stuff.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. So they're not an obnoxious couple because they're not always trying to be cute with each other. They're just always being friends with each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's really great. And I love both of them. The same thing with, you've never met Oscar, have you? From the movies Mayhem Soap?
I think I have. That sounds familiar.
Maybe.
What does Oscar look like?
I don't remember when he would have met him. He's real dorky and geeky.
Was he on one of those movies?
Very sweet, cute kid.
Is he on one of, no, I think we always talk about Oscar.
I think he's 30 now. He's 31, so he could very easily be on this podcast. But him and his girlfriend, Lena, also are not cutesy. They're friends. No, they're a little cutesy.
Are they the couple that she would sit on his lap and everybody's like, oh my god, here we go again, and she was pregnant?
No, that's more like, that couple was their friend. Was a friend of Oscar's girlfriend.
Are they still married?
I don't know. The obnoxious couple?
Yeah.
I don't know, and I kind of hope not.
That's so ugly. Don't hope that.
I don't care.
I don't care.
It was such a phony sham.
Yeah, when
thing.
It's over, yeah,
it's
weird.
Like a staged thing. It was just like, oh my god. They're just trying to make everyone think, we're the most perfect couple. It was the worst. But, I mean, I guess if they are still married and have more kids, good. But I kind of hope they're not.
We don't need any more of that in the world.
Yeah, exactly. But no, Oscar and his girlfriend, they're cool too, because they're real chill, and yeah, they're more friends than anything else.
Yeah.
On Instagram, for sure, they post all these posts about how much they love each other, and how lucky they are to have found each other, and it's a little sappy, but in real life, they're perfectly chill couple,
yeah.
And I like hanging out with them.
Huh.
So I think that's a good thing. Like, you don't have to be, like, over... You don't have to overdo it. Just be comfortable... Be friends.
Yeah. Because when you're over it...
Oh, yeah.
You still gotta be friends.
Because eventually, I think eventually you kind of stop making an effort, maybe. Not that you should, but I think it's just natural for a lot of people to kind of stop, kind of just be like, okay, well, this person's kind of just sticking around and I don't have to try so hard to keep them around, you know?
Or it's like, it could be the most beautiful girl in the whole wide world, but you get used to how she looks every day.
Yeah, plus she's gonna get old.
Yeah, and you see their and I'm like, yeah. No, but you see, like, they're ugly, and you see their faults, and you see, like, embarrassing shit, you know what I mean? So then you forget how pretty she was, because you're not just some guy looking at this girl walking by, and then you go and you go for hamburger instead of keeping the steak that you had.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do that.
No, well, are you seeing cheating?
Some guys, yeah.
No, but I think, like, if you...
Or take it for granted.
I think a lot of the... Okay, I think maybe that's a common thread with girls that I've really been...
Smitten?
Smitten. Except they don't wear makeup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've always really been into that.
The natural beauty?
Yeah. And I think, if you can appreciate how beautiful someone is without the makeup.
True.
That's good, too.
That's why I post bad pictures on my Bumble for that reason.
The what?
I post bad pictures on my Bumble for that reason. That way when they see me, when I go out, I'm like, slow motion with fake eyelashes.
But then you're kind of up in the bar with that.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But they've already seen me.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they know it can get worse. No.
Maybe.
I didn't think about it that way. I didn't know how to say it.
I've never been on a damn couple anyways, so who knows?
I mean,
except for that one that was really, really terrible. And the one guy that I already hung out with anyways. There wasn't even a date.
There wasn't even what?
A date.
Oh, I thought you said gay. I was like,
oh, no.
why would you want him to date?
A date. Womp womp.
But, I see that. So the pictures give them a more realistic expectation. When you show up all glammed up, it's just like, holy shit, jackpot.
Well, I was listening to this dating coach also who said that. He's like, you're going to get a second date if you look better than you do in your pictures.
Oh.
Because if you show up and you have filters on your pictures, which I hate guys with filters.
Right.
Or, like, why are you going to put a picture with a filter on a dating app? Because when you show up, they're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're not Kim Kardashian.
I always feel very skeptical also when a girl's profile pictures are always from the same angle and she's always making the same face. That means she only looks good from one angle and one face.
Yeah, are my pictures like, I don't know.
Well, you have your profile, you can pull it up. Let me see your profile.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do have, mine's kind of blurry though.
Blurry? That's on purpose?
No, because it was a bunch of us.
Oh.
And I had to drive and pretend like I wasn't
looking. You look totally glammed up right there.
That's not glammed up.
That's not?
No. There I was glammed up, but you can't even tell.
Okay, no, but it still looks...
That's it?
Is it a suit?
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Yeah, if you want. Are you going to read it in the...
May I?
Okay, read it in your Rosina voice.
No, it's my Rosina voice.
How you think that I was, like, portraying myself as I was writing it.
Well, I've never read it before, so I don't know what
it's supposed to sound like. Okay, then read it in Chris's voice so I know how people read it.
It'd be fun to find new friends. I like hiking, jogging, working out.
Wait, that's my friend. That's my friend's
name. Oh, okay. Well,
it'd be fun. I was like, why does that sentence not sound correct?
I've been thinking about getting on that one, though, but now that you're saying that it's kind of bleh. I don't know.
It's time to find my bee.
Maybe that is where I have to go. Maybe that is the way I have to go.
Okay. Okay, now
be friends first. Okay. That's how it starts. Goals are important. I love dancing, but I'm not too good with a partner unless he's a very strong leader. Otherwise, we're gonna be a mess. LOL. I'm a little sarcastic, but I'm not mean, nor do I ever mean any harm. So keep up, winking face.
No, I read it like, goals are important. I love dancing, but I'm not too good with a partner unless he's a very strong leader. Otherwise, we're going to be a mess. LOL. I'm a little sarcastic, and I'm not mean, nor do I ever mean any harm. So keep up, winky face. And I only added that because of that dude who I hurt his feelings.
The guy who ghosted you.
Yes, dude. Oh my god, I had to delete his number because I was like, I'm gonna message this guy. But I thought.
You did?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I deleted his number because I was just like.
No, I thought you deleted his number because you messaged him and then he got weird or something.
No, I was gonna. No, I wanted to write him and just be like, hey, how was Dallas? Because he was in Dallas. Recruiting, but I was just like, no, dude, this guy already has, like, this is a non-stop cycle, like, I'm gonna stop it. It's not that he's young, because 31 isn't that young. Now that I know that Chris Hemsworth's wife is, like, 7 years older than him, I don't think that bad about the 31. And it wasn't the fact that he was 31, it's just that he acted immature, like, so I deleted his number, so that's never gonna happen again.
No, I understand, and usually when I was talking to a friend of the podcast, Mitzi, about this also.
Because
there was a friend of hers that she kind of had a falling out with, and she was debating texting this person back. And she just, I think, said, she didn't want to delete. She wanted to delete the number so that she wouldn't, because she felt like she was annoying this person, her friend. Mm-hmm. And that, what happened? That, but that she didn't want to delete the number because she just felt like it was a dick move. So I told her that, like, every time, oh, I already deleted. Whatever. Every time that I don't want to text someone, I'll change the contact number to be something like mean.
Mean?
Not mean. Like with, well, with Carolyn, I changed it to...
I don't like that picture.
What's wrong with this picture?
I don't like it. I feel like I
You're
look
holding the glass
40.
Of wine? It's half empty, that's why.
Yeah, that's
You should
why.
Think of it as half full. And then you'll I like should. This picture. What's wrong with this picture?
I don't like it.
Who's this?
My friend Jennifer.
Is she single? Just kidding.
Kind of.
I've met her and I've met...
No, she's single. Well, I'm like, no, she's single.
Well, I'm trash, so whatever. As a child, I was really into bodybuilding competitions on TV. Haha, mm-hmm. I can't explain it even if I tried. I paused for dramatic effect.
I was, I don't know why.
My most useless skill is being so sleepy, but still not being able to fall asleep. Talent.
And then that one that I asked you about.
Cilantro is highly overrated. Oh, sorry. I guarantee you that cilantro is highly overrated. Yeah.
It is.
It
right?
Sounds like, yeah.
I mean, I don't like cilantro.
That's an interesting answer because it starts conversations.
Yeah, because you're like, how are you going to guarantee that?
Yeah.
Block.
Convince me.
Delete my bubble.
Oh, no. Is that your immediate response?
I think I would if somebody asked me that.
If I saw
I
that,
would.
That
would
have been my first answer. Like, why do you convince me that this it's so overrated? I don't really care about cilantro at all.
I don't either.
But I just have to know why you're so against it. And those are listeners. You know, the world needs to know.
I just don't like it. I mean, you know what? I need a little bit, not a lot.
Wait, hold on. What am I thinking of? Cilantro is like that little tree that they put out as garnish, and you don't eat it, right?
No. Cilantro, yeah, they put it as garnish sometimes. Yeah, you eat it. They
you
put it,
it
in like soups and stuff.
Oh.
If a little bit goes a long way, but if they over, like some people, like my mom, like, I dated this dude one time. He was a white guy. He was an army guy. We must have been like 19 or something, and he was here for the army, and we would go out. He was cool, but he's another one who I thought was way too good looking for me. But I was super cute back then, dude. Like, what the hell was I thinking? Man, he was cute. So then I bailed on him too because I was like, he doesn't like me, but he did like me. Anyways, so this is when Taco C had all their shit, but they always had a whole bunch of cilantro. He would like get his taco just full of cilantro, and it would gross me out. Yeah, some people love it, and some people are just like, can't stand it. I need like a little bit of cilantro, but not a lot. So I'm like...
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Like, what is it?
Parsley?
I think I'm thinking
Kale?
Of parsley. Parsley, right?
Kale?
Parsley looks like a little tree, but it's not broccoli. But it's like... Oh, I guess I got a
Kale,
oh.
Maybe? I like kale. Kale's always on the plates for
isn't
garnish.
Is kale lettuce?
Kind of, but it's always... They use it for garnishment. But that's a little bitter.
I'm thinking of parsley.
Oh, parsley.
That's it. What was the other one? Cilantro.
It looks like parsley. It just smells like shit. Just
kidding. It does look like parsley.
It tastes very soapy to me. I just hate it. I don't hate it. Hate is such a strong word.
Well,
I just dislike it.
Would you murder it if you could? No. If no one was ever going to find out, you would get away with it. Would you murder cilantro?
That's funny. Anyways, yeah.
That's not a no.
What makes you, have you slid right on anybody recently?
On Bumble? No, I don't think so.
No?
Not that I remember.
Do you still pay match? Are you still a match?
Yes.
Dude, make your limit way bigger.
But I don't want to drive so far. Hey, look.
Hey,
Chris.
Someone
messaged me. Just now.
Lisa has a new message for you.
I don't know who this is.
You've been messaging her. You
no,
whore.
No, I haven't.
So she has a new message. Oh, it's a new one?
It's a new one.
Oh my god, Chris.
Oh wow. Listeners, this is happening live.
Maybe somebody will text me too.
Oh, what is this? It's just a. It's this astrology Tuesdays.
Oh, it is astrology
what is
Tuesdays.
This?
I was waiting for that.
Hold on.
Oh, that's why I kept my Bumble. That's right, because astrology Tuesdays. I forgot about that.
Come on, is that it?
What does it tell you?
What is this? She's obviously wants you to look at her boobies.
Right.
She's a mommy to Alberto. And this is how I feel.
Oh my god, dude.
Dallas Cowboys. We ain't humans. I don't know what that means. What's that? $9.
That's left. That's
space.
Left.
Space. That means space.
what is going on with this girl?
She is. She believes we're advanced life.
She's Catholic.
So she can't believe we're aliens. Oh my god! She posted a picture of her baby.
Right when she had her baby. What?
Hold on. How old is this girl?
30. What the fuck is going on?
Her to the fort.
It's like she posts like thirst traps, like these really ridiculous thirst traps. Well, look, that's her without makeup though, so in the hospital right after giving birth. After giving birth.
Is that what you're supposed to focus on?
I have no idea. What a weird mixture of pictures. And that's not even what she looks like, because that's heavily filtered.
Got a baby.
Well, she has to stop putting her baby on the
body. Baby.
Oh, he's cute. The baby is cute.
All babies are cute.
Dude,
well,
get it.
Not at first. They all look disgusting at first. They look like little raisins at first.
But she was just like throwing her boobs everywhere. Which, I mean, okay. You do it, girl. Maybe she's just doing it to piss off her baby daddy.
Oh, probably.
I could see that. That's what all of this looks like. Like, she's trying to piss off her baby daddy.
You're probably right.
Right?
She named the baby after him, and now she is just like, fuck you. All the baby. In New Mexico. No, thank you. That's 17 miles away.
Chaparral, New Mexico.
Oh, that's 17 miles from here, and I live another, 25 miles that way? Boom, no, thank you.
Okay, good. That's everyone. Dang, you swept through everybody? You swiped?
I swiped
through everyone. I forgot what I was looking for. I was looking for that Tuesday thing. Yeah. How come I don't have it? Astrology Tuesdays.
Who's Eliza? That is not the Astrology Tuesdays, though. What is this? I don't know. It just shows me this.
I think her name is Eliza.
Great.
Hey, Cancer.
Yeah. Here's a taste of reading Eliza recently. Great. Thanks, Bumble, for getting my hopes up.
Oh, my God. Did we get the same one? So she's just like, what's your sign? You're a Scorpio, right?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
So we got the same shit? So this is even legit, because if you're a Scorpio, we're getting the same ass stuff.
Yeah, I think you have to sign up. Click here to write your sun sign.
In the comments and tag a friend.
It's all a scam, listeners.
Wow.
Tap here to opt out. I'm gonna opt out, man.
That's the only reason why I was keeping Bumble. Oh, look, this is that guy that I deleted his number. He's cute.
Can you say his name?
Yeah. Okay.
Julian, spelled wrong.
Well, he's French. He's literally was born in Canada.
Well,
but he
that's not friends.
He messaged me all that. Oh my god, he's so cute. Oh, he's so cute.
He's
alright. He's 6'3".
Wait, what is that? What is that little camera? That's a watermark.
Yeah.
That means he got his picture off the internet.
Yeah, that's him though.
Alright.
I googled the shit out of him. Don't say that out loud though.
Community college?
Okay,
should we not say all this?
Oh, fuck it.
I'll take all this out. Or at least the part where he
nobody
works.
Listens to us anyways.
No, I'll take it out.
And I'm never going to message this guy anyways. No, I'm okay with it. That's a lot of work. Editing sucks.
Who was he? He was the one that...
He's the one who's 31 and got mad that I had a date. And then got mad that I was sarcastic. And I was like, I'll pencil you in, winky face. And then he never messaged me again. I know that pissed him off.
It's like a cultural thing, though, maybe.
No, I think I think it's like a whole issue. What I think. It's like, okay, you gotta work on what's going on over there, because I don't mean any harm from it. And it's a dating site. What do you want me to do? Not go on any dates and just talk to you for 4 years until you're ready to, date? I'm not gonna do that. But then I'm not dating anybody, so I might as well do that. Which is how I felt about the San Diego guy. Well, I'm not hanging out with anybody. Shit.
I don't know. I judged a little harshly before, but now I feel like maybe it is a cultural thing.
What? Who?
Did he grow up here in El Paso?
He grew up everywhere. Yeah. He moved a lot. But he ended up in Cruces for a long time, so it's the same shit. Dang, I liked him. Dang. But I like a lot of people. No, I don't. There's a few people I like. And I didn't really like him because I didn't even know him. I just liked who he was on paper.
You like the idea.
I like the idea of him. Because I don't know him. He could have been boring, too.
And I think that's...
I think he was a baby. He's a little bit too much of a baby about things.
Backtrack. I think going back to our last episode, I was talking about the common thread between the girls that I was really infatuated with.
Oh, yeah?
I think three, at least the middle three. Hold on. Not Carolyn.
You threw Carolyn in there after all?
No, I did. I decided to tell her.
Okay, so now there's four.
So now there's four. So there was two... Okay. I don't know if I should name them. Should I name them?
Do they listen? Does anybody really listen to this? Yes, they do. Good vibes. Good vibes. Pitching that on to them.
Sure.
So we're going to make a lot of money off of this podcast. People
sure.
care.
What should I call them?
Call them by their names.
Okay. So Brittany, Victoria, and I can't name the last one for sure. Because if people I work with...
Oh, that one.
Pam, right?
Pam.
Brittany, Victoria, Pam. The common thread with all of them was that they all... Or, no, I don't think Pam ever said it. Pam never said it, but I think she implied it once. That she felt like I was...
Why? Just leave it. Chris spilled his beer because he's being super animated. Maybe we should have a YouTube for this. That would be kind of fun, but then that would mean I have to do my makeup and not come in workout clothes. I wish I dressed like a cute workout girl. I should dress like a cute workout girl. I feel like that's just so much effort to work out.
It doesn't matter what I say. You look fine. You look great.
Thanks. Man. Okay, so this is Chris. He's 37, and he's an introvert with extrovert tendencies.
Well, yes, actually. Yeah, I was just like,
Sometimes I'll swipe through these. Sometimes I'll swipe through these and some guys look exactly the same. Like, I'm like, didn't I just swipe you, like, right now? I'm a native Texan who recently moved back from California to be closer to family. Oh, he's family loving. He's 38. I love being a foodie. I love food. Enjoying the outdoors. I love the outdoors. Living an active lifestyle is a match made in heaven for me. And learning at every opportunity. 5'9" swipe. Left. I don't know. My last serious boyfriend, I know, he's like, I love cilantro. He's kind of, oh my god, he looks like somebody I know though.
Does he have blue hair?
God, he's, oh, wait a minute. It says his name is Adrian, but I don't think that's him. I think his name is something else.
He's living a double life, this guy.
Dude. I swear that's my ex-boyfriend, the one from like 3 years ago, his best friend.
Thank you.
He's 3 miles away.
It's his best friend? Would you do that?
I feel like his smile is too pretty.
It's a nice smile.
Yeah, but I think it's too pretty.
But he looks... I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to go left on this.
Kind of like, yeah. I don't know. There's something about his smile. It looks too mysterious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust that smile.
It's
a nice smile, but I don't trust...
They all look the same. Doesn't he look like him?
This guy looks a lot like the last guy.
Yeah, he does.
But he's not smiling.
But he's not. Maybe because he needs to have a different, like, have and don't want more left. I always, hey, he's cute though. Wow, this tattoo's got me. Those tattoos and that facial hair, sir.
Is the don't want more?
And that horse, there's a horse.
That much of a deal breaker?
Huh?
Is the don't want more that much of a deal breaker?
Because I don't know if I can have them, but I don't want somebody to tell me straight out no.
Oh.
You know? I mean, I'm older, I haven't actively tried to have kids, but I don't want somebody to be like, no, we're not having anymore. That's what San Diego did, and I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. He also told me I couldn't have a horse, and I was like, who said you were going to pay for it? Dude, that pissed me off. Like, he expected everything that he was going to pay. I was like, nobody said, A, you're going to live in that house where I have that horse. Horse is going to live in the house.
Is it going to be at your house?
Yeah. I want somewhere I can have it, like, there. I mean, if I have a horse, if I don't have it, like, in a stable somewhere. But I'm like, who the fuck says that you're going to pay for it, you're going to ride it, you're going to do this? Nobody said that. So just we weren't equally yoked with a lot of things. So I'm just like, okay, bye. I gave you a chance. You're 5'4".
Is
didn't
he?
Work out.
Like a San Diego guy?
He was a little shorter than me because I'm 5'5".
No, I think it was B7's last time, 5'7".
Did we say I'm 5'7"? I don't know if I'm 5'7", though.
You're not that much shorter than me.
Maybe you're shorter than you think you are.
I'm shorter than I claim to be. You caught me.
It's that half inch, you don't tell anybody about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was little. He was a little dude. But he was like machismo and
But you were into him.
I felt safe with him. Yeah, I felt safe with him.
Safe from the immigrants.
Well, he knew how to take care of shit. He would do the desert. He would walk out all night. That's what he would patrol. And like, he had his teeth all knocked out when he was in his 20s doing that. So I'm like, this dude, somebody comes and like tries to break in, this dude's gonna fucking make sure I'm safe. You know?
You say he had his teeth knocked out? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Left side of his teeth. Yeah, because he got in a fight up in the mountains when he was working one night. Uh-huh. And they hit him with the crowbar.
Whoa.
And he says they weren't falling. They weren't like falling out, but they hurt. So he went and they're like, oh no, they're all cracked like inside. Because they hit him like somewhere here where it hit like, they just shattered him all up. So they had to pull them all out and put implants. Yeah, so that dude could take some shit. And that's why I was just like, plus my whole family is like law enforcement, customs, border patrol, and like cops. Mm-hmm. So I think I was familiar for me. Huh?
I can take that out. I feel like that's not a good thing to advertise.
Well, they're all retired anyways. Okay. Why? I don't really care. Who listens to this? Nah. My brother's in Dallas.
I would feel safer if I say
why?
That. I just know there's some bad people out there.
I'm not that important, Chris. They wouldn't care.
Rosina, you're the most important podcast host
I know. Wow, Chris. No, but I think that's what I'm drawn to. I'm drawn to, like, I felt comfortable going, you know, with that. So, but then I was like, that's not what I want. I want babies. I want a horse. I want somebody who's not going to bitch at me and think that I'm going to drain all your money, like, while I'm making my own damn money. I think that's what made me mad. It's like, who do you think I am? Stop making me pay for the sins of your ex. Like, if your ex was sucking you dry. Shit, that was really terrible. If your ex is sucking all your money dry.
I understand. In the context,
I know, but I was like, this is really terrible. Okay, like, don't put that on me. Like, I'm making my own money. I have a whole freaking life that I've maintained by myself without any child support, like the minimum child support of one kid, you know what I mean? Like, so that when somebody, like, is going back to my mom, all my accomplishments, he like took it down a notch. Yeah, so that's why I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do this anymore.
Do you ever feel like you'll kind of get over that?
I think I'm over it now.
Okay.
Otherwise I would have probably stayed with him. Like, I'm good enough, look how good I am. That's why I was hanging out with some other dude when I was just like, well, this guy asked me to hang out, so for this is nothing. Like, I'm just going to let you know I'm hanging out with somebody, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, no. It's kind of cool, but it's also kind of, I don't know. I think I'm not objective. I'm a little more, because a lot of times when one of my exes stops talking to me, it's always because there's, like, another guy to fall back on.
Yeah.
And it's always just kind of like, well, it's not that they want to give us another chance. It's that, well.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I guess I always kind of feel like it kind of feels like a betrayal sometimes. Because like, my relationships aren't always the best, but I don't always, it always kind of makes me feel like I'm the worst guy. If there's this other guy that kind of just swoops in and they're just like, yeah, I'm just going to go this way.
Oh. Well, I only said that because I had been telling him for a year, what is this? And then I dumped him because I was like, if this isn't anything after he left for New Year's, like, don't come back to El Paso. Plain and simple. And then we started talking again. And then we started whatever, but then same shit. So I was like, look, during that first year when I kept trying to establish it, he would always say, you're cool, or I like you, but, and I was like, but what? Yeah, so that's when I was just like, well, this guy, like, I'm gonna go hang out, this dude wants to hang out. That's what we're doing, right? We're seeing other people. Otherwise, like, I gave him a chance to be like, yes or no, like, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. Alright. I was always cool, but I wasn't good enough. That's what I was expecting. Like,
plus, do you think if he was seeing other people, do you think he would have told you? Because I think, I mean, he's living in another city. Like, I guess.
I met his daughter.
Whoa.
And he wanted to meet my kids and my family, but I was like, the last thing I need is for another guy to meet my family so they can be like, alright, here's another one.
Yeah.
They don't meet anybody as it is, but they kind of hear, and I hear about them. Yeah, but I don't introduce you have to be like super social to like meet my parents or my kids. My kids don't meet anybody.
I'm very skeptical also about letting people meet anyone. Also.
Yeah.
Because then that kind of means that they're going to be around.
Yeah.
I don't ever know. And it's not usually that I don't want them to, but I'm always very skeptical. I'm like, I don't know if this one's going to stick around.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't. A lot of times I'll meet my family once, and then they won't ever again. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, I feel kind of bad that I let them meet my parents. Or
yeah.
My family or whoever.
And especially because this dude was telling me, I like you, but... So, I don't know why he let me meet him, unless he was keeping his feelings, like, really, like, in a box somewhere. But, I mean, I'm the only girl who met his daughter, but I'm like, why are you letting some random girl meet your daughter who's poor? Which, I love kids, so I was good with her anyways. But I was just like, if you don't want this to go anywhere, or progress anywhere, or do anything, you know what I mean? So, that's what I told him. You're not going to meet my kids are older, they pretty much don't give a shit, like, unless you're going to be cool with them and... play baseball or play stupid shit with them. You know what I mean? Because they're kids. They're older, but they're still kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no idea where his head was in any of that, and I don't really care anymore. Like, I think if he came back, I would never. I think when the ship has sailed and I'm like done, I'm like done.
It's always kind of heartbreaking, or at least I've only met two other kids. Of the girls I dated.
Yeah.
And it is kind of heartbreaking when they like you and then things don't work out. Well, so with the one girl who I was very mean to, and I cannot stress that enough.
Aww.
I was very mean to her. And, I'm not mean. Yes, I was mean. Like, I wasn't...
Really?
Abusive or anything. I guess I was emotionally abusive.
And that's worse.
Bad. I know. And I feel terrible about it. I was 24 and I didn't really know what I was doing. And
yeah.
I kind of was just like kind of...
Kids are a mess. You're a kid too.
And I loved that kid so much and that kid loved me and it was heartbreaking. And then this other girl, the nagging girl, the one from Pam, there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
You met her kids too?
I met her kids.
Ooh,
and one of them really likes me. And when that didn't really go... the way I hoped, I was just like, oh damn, this kid, like, I like that kid
yeah.
likes me, like, I thought that was gonna go well, and that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But,
like, my ex-fiance really, I mean, he loved my kids, but, I don't know, I hurt him really bad, but they don't even remember, because they were so young, they don't remember what he looks like, or anything. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he still thinks about them.
I'm very intimidated with girls that have kids that are older.
I know. I would be intimidated with people. Yeah. That's why I'm like, this is why I'm on Bumble. Nobody wants to do.
Like, a lot of times on the profiles, when I read them, or the bios,
yeah.
and they say that they have a teenager, I'm just like, oh, do I work with this kid? Because unfortunately, I work with a lot of teenagers.
I know.
I hate it. And that's why I can't meet people. Because there's no one my age.
Oh, at work.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But I'm always very into them. I'm just like, these might be the moms of people I work with.
Probably,
I'm
dude.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah, because my kid's 15. Some of these people have, 17-year-olds our age.
Yeah, that's true. You were saying you had to drop off your kid at a high school.
He's
and I was
a sophomore.
Just like, your kid's not in high school. Damn, dude.
My other kid's going to get in high school. Next year, he'll be a freshman. Or going to be in
that's
high
crazy.
School next year.
Good for you. You kept them alive this time.
I know I did. But they're pretty kicked back. Like, I think if somebody like my XXX that they told me not to get back with, every once in a while, even him, I kept away just because it's like you want to be with somebody who you want your kids to be like. If that makes sense.
Right.
Or you
want
to have babies
right.
with
you want
somebody
involved with your kids' life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you want to have kids with somebody who you want a mini me of them. In that sense. Which is what I should have thought about in my 20s, but I guess whatever.
Sometimes things, unexpected things happen.
Yeah. But they're pretty laid back. For the most part, they're just like, you know.
Yeah.
They're not like pain in the ass kids. I mean, they are to me, but they're not like going to come in and like, you're not my dad. Like,
right. You're not always getting calls from the high school or whatever school will say. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
this
maybe.
Kid.
One of them is always in trouble.
One of them's a troublemaker?
Yeah, but not bad. Just, like, annoying trouble.
He's just questioning the system?
Yeah.
Good. He should. Always question authority, kids.
but the stupid questions. Oh, it's not about, even good questions. This
keeping
is
the rich rich and the whites in charge. That's all it's about.
But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I can date anybody with teenagers either. So yeah. It is scary. So I don't blame people for being afraid. They've shown spam on the TV behind you like 3 times, and I really want spam. Now it's something else. But now I want to go home to my dad. I want to go to my dad's house because I know he has spam.
Oh, good.
This sounds so good right now.
I don't know. I've never I've never been really opposed to spam, but I've never really thought of it like, ooh, spam. Like, great. Fantastic.
Have you ever had is it musubi? It's like rice with spam and seaweed. Oh my god, it's so good. Oh my god, it's so good.
My family never makes anything with sweet seaweed in it.
Well, no, I buy that. Neither does my family. You have to buy it somewhere.
I thought this was like one of your dad's signature dishes.
No, he just makes it with eggs. Spam and
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, my mom too.
Yeah.
It's with eggs.
Yeah, because that's what they ate when they were little.
I think specifically when the pandemic started.
You start making it?
For whatever reason, spam was like the golden item. I forgot why.
Everywhere?
It kind of made sense at the time.
I think because it'll last forever.
I think so.
Huh.
I think they were like, let's buy a bunch of spam and just stock up. And we had so much spam.
Now where is it?
No?
Now where is it?
We finished it all.
Yeah. You ate it all?
Yeah. I mean, it was over the course of however long.
2 years?
But yeah, it was forever.
I don't know. One time my friend's mom made this really great spam sandwich. I don't know how she made it. It wasn't even sliced. It was like a chicken salad, but with spam. Oh my god, it was so good. I wish I could like still talk to her. I don't know. Like, how'd your mom make that spam salad?
You could probably look it up online.
Yeah, I thought about that right
spam
now.
Chicken sandwich?
On TikTok somewhere.
There you go. Well, it looks like we have enough for a second episode, but...
But what?
I'm going to tease something.
What? Let me forget.
For the next episode... I'll try to keep track of it. For the next episode, we were talking about not having kids.
Not having kids.
I got a bombshell to drop. About not having
kids.
What?
Exactly. A bombshell about not having kids?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I should talk about it. But sure, why not?
Yeah, you're already this far.
Let's do it. Next time I'll talk about not having kids.
Not having kids.
How I think it'll better my life.
Deal.
Yeah. I'm worried now because you had said how it's a deal breaker. Like, maybe other people will, yeah, be like...
Well, are you open to kids?
I can't have them.
You can? How do you know?
I know. Dun dun dun. That's our team.
Man, Chris.
That's our. We'll leave it on that.
Okay.
And I guess we'll just.
Can your brother?
I don't know. Maybe.
Huh.
How do we sign off again?
I don't know.
Bye, everybody.
We're supposed to have a slogan.
And until next time. Keep watching and stay off drugs.
No.
Be cool and stay in school.
What's the better one? Something with dating.
Something about dating? Until next time.
Don't do it.
Just say no to dating.
Introduce me to your brother, somebody.
Just
somebody, brother, uncle.
Introduce
cousin.
Rosina to your brother, uncle, cousin.
No, I want to be single though. Okay, bye guys.
Bye guys.